Malcolm, Doug said one of the things he took from Andy Reid with the structure and the discipline of coaching a team. Does he have more rules or less rules than other coaches you've played for? Where is he on that range? You know what I mean?
As far as rules, I think last year he had a lot more rules than, but Chip had rules as well. So, I mean, he definitely has rules, but some of them, or almost all of them, have, you know, reasoning for it, whether it be, you know, about discipline or just uniformity, just the little things and being on time, being in the right place, sometimes having a shirt tucked in, is just having an attention to details. So, yeah, he's definitely very structured.
Have there been any like that as a leader where you kind of spoken on behalf of the team or said, you know, what's up with this one? Has you shown flexibility with any of those?
I'm definitely always a rule breaker. So.
What's the hardest one?
So I like
one?
The hardest one is was the cleats. We had to wear black cleats, but the league recently changed that rule, so we're now allowed to wear white cleats at practice.
Jim Schwartz said the other day that you can't wear any sleeveless shirts or anything
in the cafeteria. Yeah.
You just don't want any nasty arms around.
Yeah, you know, you got some hairy guys in the old line. You don't need them hovering around the food.
I like that rule.
I did like that rule.
Okay. Even with the rules, though, does he encourage you guys to show your personality and not be too overbearing? I mean, do you think he finds a good line in that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's always that fine balance of being who you are, having a little personality, but never making yourself bigger than the team. And I think, you know, it's a good lesson, a good culture to build around here. You know, some of those things that, you know, we care about as players as far as being able to do kind of whatever you want, you know, whether you have those freedoms or not, those don't translate into wins and losses, and that's really what we're here for. So I don't think anybody has an issue with the structure that we have as a team. I think it definitely keeps us in that direction of focusing on little details and saying that the small things matter.
What's the weirdest rule you've ever had a coach try to implement at any level, whether it's NFL or college?
So when Chip was here, we had you could only wear, when I first got here, you could only wear white tights and white socks. Then the next year, we complained a little bit, so we were allowed to wear black socks, but still white tights. And then the third year, or the year after that, it was black and black, but you couldn't wear white. So it was just, you know.
Was there a reason for this?
Wait, what?
Who knows? Yeah. Who knows what does that have to do with football? But, you know, some of those things that they matter to, you know, to players, it's like, you know, it doesn't matter. But, you know, they have a reason for them. And a lot of it, like I said, is just whether it be uniformity, trying to make sure that we keep that team attitude, or focusing on small details and making sure every detail matters. You know, those are some things that coaches do.
Thanks, Malcolm.
Malcolm, obviously you guys blitzed a lot more last week than you normally had. Is that something that you like, that aggressive kind of play calling?
Yeah, I think we had a pretty – it was more than what we've shown in the past, but I thought we were pretty balanced between, you know, our rush and blitzes. And when we did blitz, there was, you know, situational and opportunistic. You know, there's good timing. And so we're not blitzing every down and not predictable. And being able to blitz off with different looks. And so I think, you know, obviously it worked out for us. I think that's going to, what we do moving forward is going to be based on our matchup, based on the quarterback, the protections that we get. And I think if we see some opportunities in the way somebody's protecting, then we'll probably attack it. But
Well, to that end, going against a team like Kansas City that changes things so much, does that make it more difficult to be aggressive?
Yeah, we're going to try our best not to take our foot off the gas. You know, whether it be through our D-line or sending blitzes, whatever it is, we want to go fast and not let, you know, the motions, the shifts, the jet sweeps, and all the different formations slow us down at all. And that's what their offense does. They make you prepare for so many things that you end up looking at everything, and guys don't play fast. We want to continue to attack, play downhill, and obviously – they're going to give us something we hadn't seen early in the game. We'll have to adjust, come back on the sideline and fix it. But we got enough veteran guys to do that.
You've been around a long time. Not long enough to play for Andy Reid. But do you sense to the eight or so guys that are left and Coach Peterson, like, what it means to go against a former coach, a former mentor?
Maybe Doug. I think, you know, being so fresh out of Kansas City. But not necessarily from the players. I hadn't really heard any guy mention it, but I can tell that, you know, for Doug, this is one of those things that, you know, he's looking forward to. I know he's very, very fond of Andy, and they're good friends. So whenever you get a chance to go against a friend, usually you get gassed up for it.
Is there a different rhythm to starting the season with back-to-back road games? Is there anything different for you?
I mean, there's no tougher way to start the season than two games on the road, one in the division. And so I think it's a good test for us, and it's one of those things that you come out of this with two wins, that's a good start. And so it's a little bit of adversity, but you know, we're looking forward to the challenge to compete wherever it is, wherever we got to go get a win. You know, we prepare hard and ready to go get it.
How much of a challenge is this team? I mean, they look great against the Patriots.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think offensively, that's really all I can speak on. They've got speed all over the field. Obviously, a rookie running back who just had the game of his life and, you know, looking to back that performance up. They got a great quarterback, a great coach, a great scheme. So it's one of those things, and they do so much, is that we've got to get settled on defense and make sure that we're still being aggressive, that we're not giving up big plays, and we got to be able to adjust on the move. It's definitely a challenge. You know, we saw what they did to a well-coached, disciplined Patriots team that just couldn't get it right. And when they couldn't handle certain things, you saw those same plays over and over and over. So we've got to get a handle on that, especially early in the game.